Teshuvah Daf Yomi is Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Zayin. We begin at the Mishnah Daf 10-15 lines down from the top line Zayin with Aleph. We continue to learn for the safety and success of Tzal. They should bring back the Chatufim Bimheira. All should be in good health. All those in need of Refuah Shleima should have one Bimheira, and they be Shalom on all of Klal Yisrael. We begin at the Mishnah Lamed Zayin with Aleph. The Mishnah tells us Omer L'Shnayim. If a person who was a Ganav goes and tells two people, I stole from one of you, but I know which one I stole from. Gozalti li'echo mekem, he's trying to do tshuva here. He says, I stole from one of you, a mona, 100 zuz. However, the ein yodeh, ez mekem, I don't know which one of you I stole it from. So what does he do in that situation? The Gemara Mishnah will explain in a moment. But alternatively, the scenario is, oh, he says, Odiv shel echad mekem, one of your fathers, hifkid li mona, gave me mona, gave me 100 zuz, but the eni yodeh ezehu, I don't know which one of your fathers did it. So in the first scenario, he owes one of two people a mona that he stole from them. In the second scenario, he owes one of two people a mona because the father gave him a mona and he doesn't know which one of their fathers was. So the Mishnah tells us, no sein lo zeh mona velo zeh mona shahoda mipi atzmo. He has to give each of them a mona in both scenarios. In the case of the gzela, he has to give each of them a mona. And in the case of the pikadon that he got from one of their fathers, he has to give each of them a mona. As Rashi says, hoel vahoda mipi atzmo, since he himself said, I'm the one that owes you money. So therefore, the Gemara will explain why in this situation he has to give both of them. And ultimately, we'll say because if he wants to really do the right thing, so he wants to be Yotzei, Lifnei Meshur Sadin, he wants to be Yotzei, Midei Shomayim, he has to go and give each of them the money. Next case, Shnayim Shiv Kidu Eitzel Echad. If you have two people who gave a pikaton to one person, so you have Reuven and Shimon depositing something with Levi. What did one of them do? One of them gave Zemana. One of them gave 100 zuz. And the other one gave 200 zuz. So we don't know whether it was Reuven who gave the 100 zuz or the 200 zuz to Levi and vice versa for Shimon. And now they're coming to get their money back from Levi at the appointed time. So each of them says, hey, the 200 was mine. Zel mer shali masayim, zel mer shali masayim. Each of them is claiming the 200 zuz for themselves. So in this situation, different than the first scenario, the Gemara will have to explain why. No saying lozeh mona, but lozeh mona. Levi has to give 100 to the first one, to Reuven. He has to give 100 to Shimon. And the other 100 that he has, he puts aside. Vashoye munach achivo Elio, until Elio comes and says, who really owns this money? So it's put in an escrow account. He puts it aside. He can't use it himself. He puts it aside until Elio comes. So in other words, one of the two, either Reuven or Shimon, is getting cheated. The other one is getting exactly what he has, but since we don't know, so we just put the other 100 aside. That's the Tanakhama's opinion. Rav Yossi says, that's unfair. I'm Rav Yossi. Im kein, ma'hifsid haramai. He says, in this situation, the Ramai isn't losing out. He has no incentive, so to say, not to try this shenanigan. Maybe the courts will say he'll get an extra 50. They'll split the other 50, right? We have Mamon Amutol B'Safek, Yachoku. So maybe he's hoping he'll get 150. No, if they put the other 100 aside, he's still got his 100 back. So Rav Yossi says, there's no incentive here for the Ramai not to be a Ramai. So therefore, Rav Yossi says, you know what you do? Ela hakoye munach hashivo elyo. Guess what? Put all 300 away on the side and don't give anybody back anything. And this way, the Ramai says, hey, this wasn't such a smart idea. I was trying to get 150, trying to maybe get 200 even, but now I got zero. Uh-oh, I better admit that I only gave him 100. So therefore, if the din is that all 300 are put aside, the Ramai either won't l'chatchila do this or he'll admit, no, in order to get at least back his 100 rather than losing everything. Okay, next case in the Mishnah of the Cheshnei Kalim. We have a similar halacha. If two people, Reuven and Shimon, gave a keli, each of them gave a keli to Levi. Now, the kelim were worth different amounts. Echad yofi mona, the echad yofi elef zuz. In this scenario, you have one keli worth of mona, which is 100 zuz, and the other one gave a keli that was worth 1,000 zuz, a much more expensive deposit. So, again, we don't know whether it was Reuven or Shimon who gave the more expensive keli to Levi to go and watch. Now, comes the time to go and get their keli back. Each of them is now claiming the expensive $1,000 keli, the 1,000 zuz keli. Zel mer yofi shali, zel mer yofi shali. Each of them is saying the more expensive one is mine. Now, what do you do in this situation? So the Mishnah tells us, no sin is a kotel yachad. You actually give the keli that was worth 100 zuz to one of them. doesn't say how you determine which one you give it to. And the other one, umitocha gadol, no saying dimei katan l'sheni v'ashayi munach ad shiyavo elyo. And then the other keli that was worth 1,000 zuz, you either, if it's something that can be easily cut, let's say it was a bolt of yarn, let's say, or it was some type of a kli that can be disassembled, and you give, and it doesn't lose its value by disassembling it. So you give 100 zuz worth of that kli's value to one person. If it's something, it's a vase, you can't just disassemble it. So you sell the vase, and for the money that you get 1,000 zuz for it, you give 100 to the other one, either Reuven or Shimon, whichever one you gave the kli worth 100 to, you give the other one a $100 value. And then the other 900, you keep aside. You put that aside until Elio comes. Again, Rav Yossi says the same thing they said before. There's no incentive here for a person not to be a rabbi. He says, listen, I'm going to get up my 100 no matter what. Maybe they'll split the other 900 that's in the suffix here, and maybe I'll get 450. Maybe I'll get, they'll give each of us some amount, and therefore I'll gain on the deal. I have nothing to lose. So Rav Yossi says, give him something to lose. Make it, Rav Yossi, make it that he will lose something. And in this scenario, Rav Yossi says, since he has no incentive not to lie, so give him an incentive not to lie. Say, you get nothing until you go and admit. So therefore, the guy will say, listen, 100 is better than nothing. Right now I'm getting nothing. I better not either do this shenanigan, or if I try to do the shenanigan, I say, oh, I made a mistake. I'm sorry, I was really only getting the one that was 100. I made a mistake. Okay, so those are the cases of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara is going to discuss them. So the Gemara says, we see from our Mishnah, Elo Alma Misveika Mavkino and Mamona. We see from our Mishnah, in the first case, it said that you have to go, in the case of the person admitting he was a ganav from Reuven and Shimon, or the second case where he said, I got Pikadon, 100 zuz from one of your fathers, I don't know which one. We see that, according to the ratio of the Mishnah, that we make the ganav or the person who had the deposit with him give both of them a mona. So you see, Amar Misveika, he's not sure. He only knows one of them, but he doesn't know which one. So it's a suffix. Mavkin Mamona, we take the money out of his hand, even though it's a suffix. We make him give 100 to each one of them. Below Amrin, and we don't say, Oki Mamona Mecheskis Mari, leave the money where it is. Chazoki, he has the money. And until they can bring a raya, Moshe Bechmer, all of a raya, he doesn't have to give either of them the money. No, we say, at a suffix, go give them the money. So our Mishnah clearly says, al suffix, he has to go and give the money. But wait a second. Or mini, but you see, in our Mishnah itself, internally contradictory. Because in that case, was Shnayim Shivkidu Eitzelechad, two people gave money to Levi, Reuven and Shimon. Zemon, one gave 100, Zemon, Simon, one gave 200. And each of them now is coming to claim the 200. Zemon, Shalim, Messiah, Zemon, Shalim, Messiah. So our very own Mishnah said, he doesn't have to give both of them. No, the Tanakhama said you give each of them 100. So you see, you don't give al sofek, you take the money from his hand. So the Reish of the Mishnah says, Mavseka Mavkino Mamona, and the Sefer of the Mishnah says the opposite. No, Misveka Lo Mavkino Mamona. So what's going on here? It's internally contradictory. So Amalei, so the Gemara says, Pikadon Agezel Karamis? You're comparing over here Pikadon, a deposit with Gezel? No, in the first case of the Mishnah, where we had the Gezel, the guy admitted, Levi admitted, I stole from Reuven or Shimon. So Gezel, the Avadi Suri, he did a sin. He wants to rectify his sin. So Konsur, one of the rabbis, made a knas and said, hey, you got to pay both of them. Otherwise, you haven't fulfilled to return the Geneva that you stole. So therefore, in the case of the Geneva, I know there was also a case of Pikadon in the Reisha, we'll get to that in a moment, but in the case of the Geneva from the Reisha of the Mishnah, where he says, Levi says to the Reuven and Shimon, Gezalti lecha mekem, monav einu dea echa eitze mekem. So in that situation, the rabbi's made a knas, and he has to pay both of them. So therefore, it's not misveiko mavkino mamona, it's a knas. But in the second case of the Mishnah, where is a Pikadon, each of them, Reuven and Shimon, said, I was the one that gave you the $200 Pikadon, the 200 zuz Pikadon. In that situation, the one who was given the pikadon to watch, so he didn't steal it. He doesn't know which one gave it to him. So in that situation, there's no knas. And therefore, in that situation, lo konsur rabbanon, and therefore we leave the din as misveka lo mafkinon mamona, and he only has to give 100 to each one. He doesn't have to give 200 to each one. So we resolved how it's not internally contradictory from these two cases. However, the Gemara says, we still have internal contradictions. We could still ask from the Pikadon case of the Reisha onto the Pikadon case of the middle part of the Mishnah, and we can ask Gezel a Gezel. So Virami Pikadon a Pikadon, Virami Gezel a Gezel. What do we mean? So Pikadon and Pikadon, we have in the Reisha, the Tani Reisha, it said, oh, the second part of the Reisha after the Gezela was, oh, the person had said, Levi had said, oh, other Shalacha Mekem Hivkid Limonev, any other day, Ezehu. So Levi had said, one of your fathers, either Reuven, your father, or Shimon, your father, deposited with me 100 zuz. I don't know which one. So in that situation, we said he has to give both of them the 100 zuz. So he has to go and misveiko mafkino mamona. So from that case, the Tani Reisha, oh, avu shalecha became hivkid etzli mona. And I don't know which one of you. So then, who knows in lozem mona? The lozem mona. Then he has to give each of them a mona. But then in the second case of the Mishnah, the Shnayim Shevkidu case, so there, Uminhi, Shnayim Shevkidu, Chulei, in that situation, where Reuven and Shimon gave a Pikadon to Levi, and each of them said that they gave the $200, and Levi in that situation only has to give 100 back to each of them. So here you have a Pikadon Stira. So you can't tell me, well, you're questioning Pikadon and Gezel like we just answered. Here it's Pikadon on Pikadon. So the Gemara says, no, Amarava. Is a difference between the two cases, the Reisha and the Mitzvahs of the Mishnah. The first and second cases of the Mishnah are different. Reisha, Nasa, Kemishiv, Kidu, Lo, Bishnei, Krichos. We view the Reisha, where there was one person, as if he had gotten from the two people the Pikadon that they gave to him. Each of them claimed to give him the 200. So we view it as if both of them gave it to him in two separate packages, in two separate krichos. A kricha is like a bundle. So therefore, in that scenario, the hava le lemedak, he should have been more careful. And in that situation, where he is not more careful, so therefore, we have to give him, so to say, a knas, and that he should have known, well, your father or your father. We view it as if he got two separate krichos, and therefore he should have paid more attention, and therefore he's responsible to return it. But in the second part of the Mishnah, the Sefer, which really the Mitzvahs of the Mishnah, Nasa, we view that, Kemishiv Kidlo B'Kerech Echad, as if both people gave it to him at the same time, in one package. And therefore, D'lo Havalei L'Meidak, he doesn't have to go and be so careful as to which one gave it, because they weren't careful. Kivin Dav Kidu Tarvayhu, since in this situation we view it as if Reuven and Shimon gave it to him b'chad zimna at one time in one package, so he has the right, Levi has the right to save them when they come to each claim the 200. He says, listen, you guys should have worked this out beforehand. The Amalu, he has the right to tell Reuven and Shimon, and you guys, gufaychu lo kovdisu adadi, you guys obviously trusted each other. You came and gave me the money all packaged together. You gave me, so to say, 300 zuz all together. How am I supposed to know? Why would I have cared which one of you was the 100, which one was the 200? You guys trusted each other. No, I should be careful. I should be makpid to know which one of you gave me the 100, which one gave me the 200. You guys weren't careful. So in the Mitzvahs of the Mishnah, in that scenario, we don't give him a knas of any sort. But in the Reisha, when he's saying, I got it from one of your fathers, he should, quote, be more careful and knowing that. And therefore, we make him there pay both to Reuven and to Shimon. Okay. Now, the Gezel, a Gezel, the Rami Gezel, a Gezel was also a problem. Because Tani Yocha, it said in our Mishnah, Amar L'Shnayim, in the ratio of the Mishnah, it said that this Gazlan said to Reuven and Shimon, Levi, the Gazlan said to Reuven and Shimon, Gazati Lecha Mekem, I stole from one of you a mana, then you day is Mekem. I don't know if it was you, Reuven, or it was you, Shimon. And then we quote the second part of the ratio of the Mishnah, but that has nothing to do with our discussion right now, so we'll just read right through it again. Or, oh, the case was, that your father, one of your fathers gave me money, and I don't know which one, so we don't need that scenario right now. We're focusing on the Gezel case where he says, I stole from one of you a money, but I don't know which one. So the Mishnah Paskin, no sin was money. So Levi, the Ganav, has to go and give Reuven a money and Shimon a money. Now, so clearly in that situation, mas misveka mafkinon mamona, we take the money away. However, many, but look at this following Mishnah. Now, this is not our Mishnah, this is a Mishnah in Yevamos. Gozal echad mechamisha. If a person, we have Reuven, he stole from five other people. Okay, gozal echad mechamisha. The any other day is me gozal. He doesn't know which one he stole from. So, zelmer osi gozal, zelmer osi gozal. Each one of the five guys says, hey, it was me you stole the $100 from. So what does he do in this situation? He admits he stole $100, but they're each claiming $100. That's $500. So all he has to do is meniach gizela b'nehem u'mistalik. All he has to do is put the money down, so to say, and remove himself from it. And let them, so to say, fight it out. Now, Mefarshim explained, He doesn't literally put it down in front of them and they fight it out. He goes to the basin and says, listen, I don't know which one I owe it to. And here's the money. And I'm putting it aside. And a mistalik, it means I'm moving away from the din over here. And you guys have to figure it out. In any event, divrei Rabbi Tarfon, this is the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon, that he doesn't have to go and give each one 100. So in our Mishnah, where he says, I stole from one of you and I don't know which one, our Mishnah says he has to give each one of them 100. In this Mishnah in Yevamos, where he stole from one of the five, each of the five is claiming it's him. He says, I don't know which one of you. There it says, he just puts down 100. So there's a steer between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Yevamos. So Gemara says, what do we see from this Mishnah in Yevamos? Almo Misveka lo mafkina mamona. Whereas in our Mishnah, we say that Misveka mafkina mamona. That's the stira. In the Mishnah in Yevamos, if I'm in an okim mamona mechaiskas wari, you leave the money where it is. So the Gazlan in this situation has the money in his possession. He doesn't know who to give it to, so he holds on to it until Eliel comes and tells him who to go and give it to, or until the basin has witnesses, or some other way of knowing who the money really belongs to. So again, we have a stira. Our Mishnah says, Misveka mafkina mamona, and the Mishnah Yavama says, Misveka lo mafkina mamona. What's the answer? So Gemara says, who says that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Tarfon? That statement that we brought down for the Mishnah Yavama's Divri Rabbi Tarfon is Lav Dafka Kuli Alma. Who says our Mishnah is in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon? There was another opinion there in the Mishnah in Yevamos. That opinion was Rabbi Akiva, who said that he has to go and pay all five. So our Mishnah, who says he has to pay the two, is perfectly in accord with Rabbi Akiva's opinion in that Mishnah in Yevamos to say he has to pay all five. So there's no stira. The word says, Diktani Allah, because it says over there in that Mishnah, Diktani Allah Dahi. In that scenario, Mode Rabbi Tarfon is in fact Mode B'Omer L'Shnayim. When the Gazlan says to the other two people, Gosalti Lecho Mikem Monev, and your day is a Mikem. In that scenario, which is exactly our Mishnah scenario, Mode Rabbi Tarfon, she knows Lezem Monev, Lezem Monev, that he does give both of them. Now, we reconcile the Mishnah in Yevamos with our Mishnah by saying that our Mishnah is L'Kuli Alma. Our Mishnah says that not only Rabbi Akiva, but even Rabbi Tarfon would say in our Mishnah that he has to give a money to all of them. But Rabbi Tarfon still says in the Mishnah in Yevamos that he only puts the 100 aside and he doesn't give to all five of them 100. So we have a stira within Rabbi Tarfon. So the Gemara says, awesome, in that Mishnah in Yevamos, the Kotovile. Guess what? Those five guys came to him and said, you stole from me $100. Another guy came along and said, you stole from me $100. And he says, I stole from one of you $100. I just don't know which one. So he just wants to pay the one that he owes money to. So he has to put the 100 aside. But in our case, he was Moda, Bevo, Lord says, Zidei Shemayim. Our Mishnah said, he went over to the two people and said, I stole from one of you. I don't know which one. So therefore, he wishes to go and be Yotze, returning the Gzela. In the Mishnah in Yevamos, he says, I want to give the money back, but I'm not giving it to five people. Whereas here he says, I'm the one that came forward to say that I owe you the money. In the case in Yevamos, they came to be Toveah from him. Here, he's being Moda. And if you want to be Moda, so then he wants to be Yotzei Bidei Shemayim. So he wants to give it to both of them. And that's why Rabbi Tarfon in our Mishnah agrees with our Mishnah and says he has to give it to both of them because he was Moda. And the Mishnah in Yevamos, where he wasn't Moda, they were Toveah. There, he only has to give 100 to put it aside. And I'll show you that this is right thing where it says, Daikanami, because look at our Mishnah. Diktani, Shaholda Mipi Atzmo. And Mishnah said the reason why he has to pay is because he admitted it himself. The Holda Mipi Atzmo. And therefore, Shmami, no, this is a good raya. That Rabbi Tarfon, who disagrees in Yevamos with Rabbi Akiva, would nevertheless agree with Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah. Okay. Now, you have a number of questions that have come up. Let's dissect these two Mishnayos a little bit more. Amar Mar, we said in the Mishnah in Yevamos, Hasam de Kot Tovile. We explained that the reason why Rabbi Tarfon says in that Mishnah he doesn't have to go and give each one 100 is because they were Toveya the money from him. It's not that he was Hode, like in our Mishnah. Now, the Gemara says, Hasam de Kot Tovile, when each of those five people came to him in the Mishnah Yevamos and said, hey, you stole money from me. What is the response? V'halo matoin, this ganav, what does he respond when the five guys come and say, hey, you stole 100 from me, when he only stole one hundred? So Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says, halo shosek, he was silent. He didn't say anything. As the Bana Rashi points out, when they come and say, hey, you owe me 100, so he doesn't say anything. L'kol echad dekotoni meniach zeh lebeneim mustalik. He says nothing. He just puts the 100 down in front of them, and he walks away. That's what Rav Yehuda Amarav says. He's silent. He's shosek. However, Rav Masna Amarav, Rav Masna was another Talmud of Rav. He said that Rav said, Halo, and we turn to Lamed Zayin in the days, Halo, Soveyach. This Ganav, he cries out. What does that mean, he cries out? Rashi says, Amar lekol echad eini makircho. He says, I don't know you. I don't know you. I don't know you. So the difference between Rav Yehuda Amarav is that he's silent, and Rav Masna Amarav says that he says, no, I don't know you. Now, Man di Omar Halot Soveach, according to Rav Masna Amarav, who says, I don't know you, he's specifically saying, no, I don't know you. So then, the implication would be, Avo Shasika, if he was silent, Kehoda, Shtiko Kehoda is a famous statement that we make. If you're silent, you don't answer back. So then, you must essentially be admitting that it's right. And therefore, according to Rav Masna Amarav, if you were in fact going to be silent, you would have to pay each of them $100. So you'd have to pay $500 altogether. However, according to Rav Yehuda Amarav, according to the first version that Rav said that he was silent, Uman diomar halor shosek shesiko dohocha lav kodo. He obviously doesn't hold that shtiko is kodo in this scenario, because what is the God of really taina? Matzi armale. The God of is saying, listen, hi the shesiki, that which I was silent, lekol chad v'chad, I didn't say anything to each one of them, is because the amino, because the guy can say, listen, Dilma, maybe, hi, who? Maybe this guy is the God of, I don't know. So I didn't say anything to them, but it's not because I'm admitting to them, it's not shtika kodo, but Rav Yehuda Amarav says that I don't know. And that's why I said nothing, not because I'm admitting to it. Okay, those are the two different ways to understand Rav. Either he was shosek or he was soveya. Now, on my mind, we go back and discuss Rabbi Tarfa's opinion. It said, the Gemara brought down the Mishnah in Yevamos, where Rabbi Tarfon said, when there's the five guys coming to be Toveya from him, he just puts the $100 down, he puts the 100 zuz down, and he says, I'm walking away. That implies that he puts the $100 down in front of them, and they have to fight it out. They have to figure out a way, and he just walks away. But wait a second. But Rabbi Abba Bar Zabda, another Talmud of Rav, said the name of Rav, in any scenario like this, where, for example, you find an object and you're not sure, was it placed there intentionally and the owner's going to come back for it, or it was dropped over there unintentionally and the owner has lost it. So what should you do in that situation? Maybe it could have been in a scenario that it was intentionally placed there, but maybe it was lost over there. So do nothing. Because there's a chance over here that the owner really placed it there and he's going to be upset. Now it's lost. Until now, it wasn't lost. When you take it, it's going to be lost. He doesn't have a simon on it, and he's not going to be able to get it back. So best to leave it there. But no, the imnata, once you took it, lo yatsir, you can't just go give it back to anybody unless they can give simonim on it, and you have to put it aside. So how come in the Mishnah Yevamos, it says he puts it down in front of them and he walks away? That's equivalent of returning this lost object without proper simonim. So you're not giving it back to the right guy. Here, you put the 100 down, so the strongest one amongst them will take it, but that's not necessarily the one who was ganved from. So someone says, no. Amar Safra, understand the Mishnah the way I explained it before. When that Mishnah says that he is mistalek, it means v'yaniach. It means he puts it in front of the court, and he tells the court, I'm walking away over here. You now have a problem, court. What are you going to do with this money? It's not my money. I admit it's not my money, so I'm putting it in escrow. You don't put it down in front of the five of them, because then, chas v'shalom, you'd be hurting the real guy that you got it from, because the other four are going to take it, and they won't got it from. So you're giving it to the court to solve, and mistalik means he moves away from the court. He says, now it's your problem and no longer my problem. Okay, now let's go further and discuss Rabbi Akiva's opinion, which wasn't mentioned in our Gemara, but that's the Mishnah in Yevamos. And Rabbi Akiva there says to Rabbi Tarfo, no, you can't just put the money down, give it to the court and say, it's an escrow, and I'm out of here. Rabbi Akiva says that's not the way to go and reconcile the fact that you're a ganav. If you want to really be yotze, returning the ganeva, you got to give 100 to each one of them because they're each claiming it and you don't know. So therefore, they have to go to them each 100. So Amalei Abaye L'Rava, Abaye says to Rava, really? Was that Rabbi Akiva's reasoning? Mi Amar Rabbi Akiva, lo zu haderech motziyosu midi avera. Did Rabbi Akiva really say that that's the incorrect way to put it down in front of the basin and walk away? Is that really the correct way to resolve your geneva? No, the right way is achi yishalim gizel l'kol chad v'chad. If you want to really be the one to be righteous here and return what you stole, you have to give each of them 100. Did Rabbi Akiva really say that? Because in that scenario, Alma Misveiko Mavkino Mamona, then Rabbi Akiva's opinion would be that out of doubt, we do take money from somebody, and we don't hold that you leave the money in the chazaka. Well, guess what? That seems to contradict Rabbi Akiva's opinion in a mishnah in Baba Basra. Or many, if you're telling us that Rabbi Akiva's opinion is, that argues with this mishnah in Bava Basra, where it says, "Nafal habayis all of yalimo." Now, the famous case where Nebuch, a mother and her son, are in a house and the building collapses, Rachmana Litzlan, and it kills both of them. But we don't know which one died first. That makes a huge nafkamina in terms of the Yerusha, because a son inherits his mother, but a mother doesn't inherit her son. So therefore, if in fact the mother died first, so the son would get her entire Yerusha. There's no husband, and let's say there's no other children, so it's nice and simple. There's one son, he gets the entire Yerusha. But if the son dies first, so he has no children, so he has no Yoshin downwards, so if he dies first, so the mother, her Yerusha, will go to her Yoshin. And that sets us up for the following machlokas, where we don't know which one died first. So Yarshi Abayin, the inheritors of the son, they would go and say, Omrim, Ha'ein Mesa Rishona. The mother died first, the son inherited the mother, and therefore the son's inheritors, which would be his uncles, his great uncles, or his cousins, you go back up. You can't go down, you go back up. So therefore, in that situation, they would argue the mother died first, so the son inherited the mother, and the Yarshi Abayin say it's all ours. However, the Yorsha Aim, the inheritors of the mother say, Omrim, Habein Meis Rishon, the son died first, he has no claim on the Yerusha, and it goes to the mother's inheritors, Habein Meis Rishon, and therefore we get it. So we don't know how to resolve this. So Elu ve'elu modim shiachloku. So here, Elu ve'elu, Rashi says, is Beishamai u Beis Hillel. Shenechnechu, they have previously had a machlokes, binefilos acheros, in other scenarios where money fell to two parties and we can't determine which one. So in the parak over there, Mishu Meis, Shebeishami Omrim Yachloku. Beishami's opinion is that you just split it. Beishil Omrim, Nechosim Bechazkasun. You leave the Nechosim, whoever is in the Chazak of them, you leave it there. So while previously Beishami and Beishil would argue, in this situation, Kula Modim Shiachloku. Everybody, Beishami and Beishil say that you're Yachloku in this scenario, like the opinion of Beishami elsewhere. And Rabbi Akiva then said, V'yomer Rabbi Akiva, Mode ani bezu shenechosu b'cheskosen. Rabbi Akiva says, no, I admit in this scenario that the chazakim stay in their place, that you don't go and yachloku. Now, Rashi says, Rabbi Akiva, l'shitaso of his Rebbe, Beishamai. Look in Rashi, Omer Rabbi Akiva, Mode ani bezu, he says, Afopi shani michel Beishamai. Even though I am from the camp of Beishamai, which says normally Yachloku, V'omer B'sharei Nefilos Yachloku, B'zu ani moda le-Beis Hillel. In this scenario, I moda to Beis Hillel, Shanachosin b'cheskosin, that you leave the items in the chazaka. So here you clearly see that Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that we rely upon the chazaka, and we don't say, in Sveika, Mavkina Mamona. So we have a seemingly stira in Rabbi Akiva. Now, Tosos points out that he disagrees with Rashi. He says Rabbi Akiva was not a Talmud of Beis Shammai. In the top Tosos, it says, Afagav dekomemod ani lav mishum de lehevei mitamid de Beis Shammai. It's not that he's a Talmud of Beis Shammai. And you can see this in the Gemara in Yevamos, where it talks about a Tzoras Habas, a scenario where you have a co-wife of his daughter, where Rabbi Akiva said, should this situation ever come up, I look forward to the day this situation comes up, so I can paskin like Beis Hillel. So clearly, he's not a Talmud of Beis Shammai, Tosu says, and just in this scenario, El Agav Deshon El Elav Elav Modim, since previously we had said that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai were Modim, so he also uses the Lashon of Modani, but not because he was a Talmud of Beis Shammai. Anyway, the bottom line is, we seemingly have a stira in Rabbi Akiva. In our Mishnah, he says that when Mamon is in a Sofek, you have to go and give it out, whereas in the Mishnah and Yevamos, Rabbi Akiva says, Hanechosim cheskosin, sveika, you don't go emavkino mamona. So how do we reconcile? So this question was asked by Abaye to Rava, so Rava responds and he says, Omalei, chosom, in the case of the woman and the son dying in the building, shema v'shema. Both sides can only argue possibly. Nobody knows what happened. So the Yarshim of the son say, we think, but we don't know for sure, that the mother died first. and the Yoshim of the mother say, we think, but don't know for sure, that the son died first. So it's a Shema versus a Shema. In that situation, Rabbi Akiva holds, leave everything where it is, the Chazaka applies. However, in the case of Gozel Echa Mechamisha, the Mishnah Yevamos, it's a Bari Vishema. Each of the people is coming to be Tovei. It says, hey, you stole from me. Not that maybe you stole from me. Each of them is claiming, you Vadai stole from me. And the person, the person who's being declared to be the Ganav, he knows he only stole from one of them. So therefore, it's a Bari versus a Shema. And the Bari versus a Shema. So then, even Rabbi Akiva's mother, that you have to go and pay each one of the five. You have to pay 100 to each one of the five. Or questions this and says, wait a second, but our Mishnah itself said, where he himself admitted that I owe one of you two, Levi the Ganav, says to Reuven and Shimon, I owe one of you two 100, but I don't know which one. So now, Reuven and Shimon don't know either, the Shema of Shemahu. The Ganav says, I don't know if I owe it to Reuven or if I owe it to Shimon. And Reuven and Shimon each is saying, I don't know. And therefore, so it's a Shema versus a Shema. And nevertheless, Tani knows him as Emon of Zelamonah, so that ruins your teretz over here to say when it's a bari v'shema, that's when you have to go pay. But if it's a shema v'shema, you don't have to go and pay. Here you see, in a shema v'shema, you do have to pay. So Gemara says, so who says that Rabbi Akiva is the author of our Mishnah? We might Rabbi Akiva he. Who says Rabbi Akiva is the author of our Mishnah? Diktani Allah, because we already learned the Hahi in regards to our Mishnah, that it was Moda Rabbi Tarfon. The Rabbi Tarfon was Moda, the Omer Shnayim, when he was Moda to the two people, that I, in that situation, don't know which one I stole to. So the conclusion of the ratio of the Mishnah was, you have to give to each of them. So, Leman Moda, who is he being Moda to? Isn't it Lav, L'Rabbi Akiva, Bar Plukse? Isn't it being molded to Rabbi Akiva? So how can you tell me that it's not the opinion of Rabbi Akiva? It's only the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon. He's being molded to Rabbi Akiva. He's being molded. So therefore, mustn't it be that Rabbi Akiva says, in our mission, which is Shema V'Shema, nevertheless you have to pay. We still have the contradiction of Rabbi Akiva. And how do we know? Umimai the Shema V'Shema. Who? Maybe our mission is not talking about a case of Shema V'Shema. So no, it is talking about a case of Shema V'Shema. Called the number one, the Lok Tani Tovimoso. It doesn't say that they were coming to claim it. He said, I moda that I owe one of you two the money. They didn't know anything about it. The Lok Tani Tovimoso. It doesn't say that they came to claim it. And furthermore, number two, the old Ha Tani Rebichia. Rebichia learned, the Rebichia was, as we pointed out the other day, it was the one of the editors of the redaction of the Brises. So Rebichia taught in the following Brisa, Zeomer en Yodea, Zeomer en Yodea, that each of them, in expanding upon the Mishnah, each of them said, I don't know. So in this scenario, he has to go and pay. It's a Shema V'Shema. So you clearly see that Rabbi Akiva holds, even in Shema V'Shema, you have to pay out. So we have the steer still in Rabbi Akiva. So Mar says, no. Ho Kimna Lo, we already answered that, because B'bo Lot Sesidei Shemayim. You're right. From a point of view of pure din, he wouldn't have to go and give it. But this guy is Moda. He says, I stole from one of you. I want to rectify my sin. So he wants to be Yotze L'day Shemayim. So you only Yotze, and he shifts like Zelo Asher Goza. And if he gives 100 and puts it aside, neither of them got back the Zelo that he stole from them. So therefore, he wants to be Yotze L'day Shemayim. And therefore, he gives each of them $100. And therefore, there's no stira in Rabbi Akiva. Now, Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Ravina says to Ravashi, Umi Omar Rava, did Rava actually say, when we had explained our Mishnah, call Bishtei Krichos Havalei LeMeidach, when somebody gives you something in two separate bundles, so you should be able to distinguish, let's say two people gave you a deposit in two separate bundles, then you should have been careful to know which one gave you which, because they obviously didn't necessarily trust each other. Is that really true? Is that what Rava said? But we seem to have a contradiction to that. Bama Rava, Rava said elsewhere, others say Vitema, it was Rapapa. In any event, it was either Rava or Rapapa, and they said, Hakol Modim, when we had talked about this, we had explained it was Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon, both of them agree. In the case of Bishtayim Shevkidu Eitzaro, if two people came to a shepherd who was going to watch their animals and pasture their animals, and they came to him with different amounts of sheep. So, Sheminiach Ro B'neim Mistalik, and now they're coming to get back their sheep, and this one says that I gave you two sheep, and this one says, I gave you one sheep. So he gives them each back a sheep, and he leaves the rest in escrow. And he says, I don't know how to go and give it to you. So here, they were given over in two separate bundles, so to say. Each sheep wasn't bundled up with the other one. So he doesn't have to be Medayik. We don't hold him responsible. So how can you tell me that Rava says, we view it as if they came and put it in two separate bundles. So Amalei, so Ravashi says back to Ravina, who brought this question forward, he said, no, Hossam, the reason why Rava was makel in that scenario is kishivkido bi'edro shoroa shlomi daito, because he wasn't there when they deposited the sheep. He's the shepherd. He tells people, put your sheep in my corral. It's your responsibility to know whether you gave me how many sheep or not. I'm going to see that there are three sheep in my corral now to go and pasture. I don't know if it was Ruby that gave me the two sheep or Shimon that gave me the two sheep. You guys got to figure that out. And therefore, in that situation, Miniach Roa B'Nehem was Stalik. He just puts the sheep back between them, so to say, and he leaves it up to the basin to go figure it out. It's not his responsibility. So therefore, even though Rava said in another scenario, if two people come and give him something at separate times, he should be Medayik to know which one gave him which. In the case of the sheep, he wasn't there, and there's no way he should be Medayik. Okay, that resolves the seeming stira in Rava. Now we quote our Mishnah. It says, V'chein shnei chelim. If you had a person giving, Reuven and Shimon gave to Levi chelim to deposit. So Reuven gave him a kli, and Shimon gave him a kli, but we don't know. One gave him a kli that was worth 100 zuz, the other one gave him a much more expensive kli that was worth 1,000 zuz. So echad yofi modin, echad yofi elef zuz, v'chule. So in that situation, he goes and gives back the smaller kli, the 100 zuz kli, to one of them, and then he either sells or breaks apart. If it won't destroy it, he gives 100 zuz worth from the second more expensive kli to the second guy, and the other 900 he puts in escrow. Now, Utsricha, why do we need to have this case as well as the first case in the Mishnah, which seems to be almost identical? The two people said they gave the 200 to Levi. Reuven said, I was the one that gave you the 200. And Shimon said, I was the one that gave you the 200. That's almost the exact same case where we said, Tanakama holds, you give each back 100 and you put the other 100 in escrow. So here it's $1,000 Kaylee and $100 Kaylee. So you give each one 100 and you put the other 900 in escrow. They're both the same case, the money and the Kalim. Why do we need both? So the Gemara says, Utsricha, you need both. Why is that? Because the Yashminun Hach Kamaisa, if you only told me the case of the money, that one of them gave 100, one of them gave 200, and we don't know which one, so you give each 100 back and you put the other 100 according to the Tanakhama in escrow. So, Bahai Kamer and Button. Only in that situation did the rabbi say, Bishum the Lek of Seda, because the money doesn't go down by putting it in escrow. You're giving this guy 100, that guy 100, the other 100. Okay, everything is unchanged. But by the Kalim Abu Baha, the Gado, when you're going to go and break the larger keli into two, assuming you can do so, or even if you go and sell it, you're essentially destroying the larger keli. You're devaluing it. It's worth more as that keli, possibly, than it is when you go and sell it or break it into pieces. Let's say it's this big bolt of yarn. So you're going to cut it up so it's worth less in cut up pieces than it was worth as a big bolt of yarn. So therefore, the Ika say that the Gadol, one could argue that maybe there's a loss in the value of the $1,000 kli, the 1,000 zuz kli. So ema modi leila Rav Yossi. Maybe the Tanakhama would be modi to Rav Yossi in that situation, that you just leave things the way that they are. Don't give anything back to anybody. Oh, so just tell me the case of the keli. Vi et my baha. If you tell me the case only of the keli, I would say only over there, baha come Rav Yossi, because of this the question of the ikah pseida the gadol. Abu Bahak win the money where there's no pseida. Maybe emamodi lulu rabbanon. Maybe Rav Yossi would actually agree with the rabbanon. So the word says tricha. Therefore, you need to tell me both cases. However, we turn to Lamech Chesam with Aleph. That's not what Rav Yossi said. But time and Rav Yossi mishum hefsid haramayu. Rav Yossi didn't mention anything about pseida gadol or he was concerned about the kli. He said, I want to incentivize the ramai not to be a ramai. So Mishum hefsid haramayu. So what are you putting words into the mouth of Rav Yossi? Rav Yossi said exactly what he intended, and you're making up a different reason. Someone says, you're 100% right. The tzricha, why you need both cases? Ella, tavayu l'rabbanan nitzrich. You need both cases, the money deposit and the keli deposit, to show us the chachamim shita. And in fact, the lozu avzu kani. This is a certain stall. Yeah, you didn't have to tell me the case of the money. I could have learned them both out in the case of the utensils, because you have the hefsid gadol, and nevertheless, the chachamim still say, go and break it up. So it's a low zoo. I didn't have to tell you the case of the money. However, avzuk tani, but I told it to you anyway. I wanted to build up, so to say, to the climax. So first I give you the simpler case, and then I give you the coup de grace, and I give you the case that I really didn't have to give you the first case, because the second case would show me the first case, but this is a style. Lo zu, av zuk tani. And therefore, both are needed for the chachamim, but not necessarily the teachers of Rav Yossi, because Bishum Hefsid HaRamayhu was the reasoning of Rav Yossi. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's share.